¿Qué pasa cuando cambias tu calentador de agua eléctrico estándar por uno nuevo con bomba de calor? Tus ahorros crecen. Y mucho. De hecho, Energy Star calcula que un hogar de 4 personas puede ahorrar $550 al año en sus facturas de luz. Y el costo de tu nuevo calentador de agua con bomba de calor se recupera en solo 3 años. Sube de nivel con un calentador de agua con bomba de calor. Visita daleupgrade.com para más información.
Hey there, idea fixers. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood brain-boosting companion for the daily grind. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Like life's a hamster wheel going nowhere fast? Yeah, I get it, friend. We live in a world of constant stimulation, endless to-do lists, and enough distractions to make your head spin. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from the chaos and actually design a life that feels more intentional, more fulfilling? Welcome to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Min Idea Fix, where we unlock the power of simple, actionable strategies to boost your creativity, productivity, and overall well-being. Today's episode is all about simplifying your life with the magic of intentional living, because you deserve a life that feels less like a frantic sprint and more like a beautiful journey. Intentional living, folks, it's not some mystical unicorn chasing rainbows. It's simply about making conscious choices in every area of your life, from your career to your relationships, your daily habits, even your Netflix queue. Think of it as setting a GPS for your soul, guiding you towards what truly matters. So how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to simplify your life and start living more intentionally. 1. Get crystal clear on your values. What's really important to you? Think about your core beliefs, the things that make you tick. Is it family, creativity, adventure? Knowing your values acts like a compass, helping you navigate decisions and prioritize what truly matters. Ever felt stuck in a job that drained you? Or said, yes, to commitments that left you feeling resentful? Identifying your values can help you say, no, more often to things that don't align with who you are at your core. It's about living authentically, not just existing on autopilot. 2. Ditch the time-sucking distractions. We live in a world of constant pings and notifications. Our phones have become our lifelines, but also our biggest distractions. Seriously, how many times do you catch yourself scrolling through social media when you could be doing something more meaningful? Setting boundaries with technology is crucial. Try turning off those pesky notifications, designating tech-free zones in your home, or even taking a full digital detox once a week. 3. Embrace the power of, no, this one's tough, I get it. Saying no can feel like you're letting people down, but remember, you have the right to protect your time and energy. Think of saying no as an act of self-care, a way to honor your commitments and priorities. 4. Plan your days with purpose. You know that feeling when you wake up with a clear plan for the day? It's like having a secret weapon against the chaos. Start each day by outlining your top 3 priorities, things that truly move the needle in your life. This helps you stay focused, avoid distractions, and feel a sense of accomplishment as you check things off your list. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe deeply and be present in this very moment. Intentional living is about being fully engaged with your experiences, not just rushing through life on autopilot. Meditation, yoga, or even just taking a few minutes each day to appreciate the little things can make a huge difference. Remember that time you were so focused on finishing a project, you completely lost track of time? Or that moment when you were truly present with your loved ones, soaking in every laugh and shared memory? Those are moments of intentional living, and they're where the magic happens. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to feel like she was drowning in a sea of emails, deadlines, and commitments. Every day felt like a race against time. But then she started practicing intentional living. She identified her core values, creativity and connection, and made conscious choices to prioritize those things. She set boundaries with technology, planned her days with purpose, and practiced mindfulness throughout the week. Now, Sarah feels more grounded, focused, and fulfilled. She's rediscovered her passion for writing, spends quality time with loved ones, and actually enjoys her work. So, remember, idea fixers, intentional living isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and bring you joy. Start small. Maybe set one intention each week, and watch as your life transforms into a more meaningful and fulfilling journey. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little brain boost, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep innovating, and most importantly, Keep living intentionally. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.